Time on the road. The 12-game, 13-day road trip for the Green Jackets comes to a close and a conclusion here at Carilion Clinic Field in Salem, Virginia. My name is Noah Adcock-Howth. Welcome to the Tax Slayer pregame show on the Green Jacket Radio Network. Augusta has dropped three straight and four out of five here against the Salem Red Sox. Salem has now won 12 of their last 17, and the offense continues to heat up as we get into the very baby beginnings of half number two. Two games into the second half, Salem undefeated. Green Jackets still looking for the first win of the second half. When you look at the pitching matchup, the Green Jackets feel they have the confidence. After a loss yesterday, with Salem getting a 6-5 victory in the eighth inning, a bases-loaded walk from Adam Shoemaker to Antonio Anderson on the eighth pitch of the at-bat, bringing the game-winning run home. A ball game where the Green Jackets led 4-1 halfway through. Salem taking the lead in the sixth. The Green Jackets allowing it to tie back up in the seventh, but the offense just couldn't quite figure out Trenor O'Donnell down the stretch, and as a result, Salem got win number three in a row. This afternoon, Cade Keeler takes the ball for his 11th start of the season. Keeler 3-5, but with a 2.60 ERA that leads the roster. Keeler 45 innings, 39 strikeouts to 19 walks. Opponents hitting just 2.06 against him, and Keeler has been phenomenal as of late. In his last three starts, Keeler has gone 15 innings, allowing just one earned run, striking out 10, walking 5. Keeler's splitter has been even better than it was at the start of the season, and the highest-ranked prospect on this roster, number 8 in the Braves organization. Keeler's starting to find that mid-season form that we knew he was capable of after three dominant seasons with the Campbell University Camels. Keeler is decently old for the level, turned 22 back in May. And with the performances he has strung together, you have to wonder how much longer he will have in the Carolina League. Keeler is certainly angling for a promotion, as are a handful of this Green Jackets rotation. Starting pitching has been the premier force that has kept the Green Jackets in ballgames, even as the offense has struggled. Jackets at 27-40 overall on the season have dropped 8 of 11 ball games in this road trip, trying to salvage the series finale for the second week in a row after taking the Sunday victory behind Cade Keeler last time out against Lynchburg. Against those Hillcats, Keeler went 5 innings, got the win, 3 hits, 1 run allowed, a walk and 2 strikeouts. There were a lot of lengthy at-bats. Keeler also hit a career-high 3 batters, but he was able to leave the bases clogged full of Hillcats on multiple occasions, and as a result, allowing just that one run. Hillcats made it close on the back end against TMR Diaz, but Raben Corona got his first professional save to close that one out. On the other side for Salem, the Red Sox will send the righty Matt Duffy to the hill, fourth round pick out of Canisius. He's 1-3 this year with a 3.99 ERA, 47 1/3, 42 strikeouts, 13 walks. But Duffy has been strong in terms of strikeouts in his last two appearances. In each of Duffy's last two starts, the righty has struck out 6 in each game after striking out 6 total in the 3 starts combined prior to that. Duffy against the Green Jackets this season took the loss, going 3 2/3, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned with 1 walk and 1 strikeout. As the Green Jackets knocked him around a little bit, they also did the same to Danny Kerwin, who will be the piggyback arm this afternoon behind Duffy. Keeler will likely have Corona behind him and potentially DeLaney and or Will Silva. Green Jackets and the Red Sox both have a substantial number of available bullpen arms that they trust for high leverage opportunities. After this, the Green Jackets will finally return home. They'll get the Charleston River Dogs, who have been better offensively as of late, have had phenomenal starting pitching, and it's been the bullpen that has been suspect, especially after they've seen a couple injuries to some of their preeminent back-end guys. Salem will stay here at Carilion Clinic Field. It'll be the back half of their season-long two-week homestand as the Fredericksburg Nationals come to town. Take a look at the Cintas standings board early in half number two. And there is a lot of parity, as you would expect when there's only a two-game sample size. Four teams in the north are undefeated. The Mudcats, Shorebirds, Frednats, and Red Sox have all won both games to start off. Nobody's undefeated in the South, but there are three teams that are 0-2, with the Green Jackets being joined by the Fireflies and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Small Sunday crowd on a hot afternoon here in the mountains of Salem. Breeze is blowing out consistently to left field. It's the first time this week there's been a breeze more than just a few light zephyrs, and it's also the first time any sort of wind has been blowing out rather than in. It's a cavernous ballpark if this is your first time with us this week. It's 325 to both corners, 401 feet to straightaway center, but a 20-foot-high fence all the way around, wall-to-wall and covered in advertisements everywhere but straightaway center field. Green Jackets have made one roster move this week. Bryson Worrell started the week here in Augusta. It was his second full week with the team, and two ball games in, he was hustled up to Double-A Mississippi. So Worrell has now played at all four levels of the Braves' full-season organization so far in just the first 65 games of the season. Salem made a couple moves, including adding Nick Giudice to the 7-day IL and activating Luis Talavera from the injured list. We saw Talavera yesterday as the bridge arm between the starter Ovis Portez and the piggyback Trenor O'Donnell. Green Jackets sitting with a 29-man roster. P.O. Boucher is not available today. He's been day-to-day with concussion-like symptoms ever since he ran hard face-first into the wall on a phenomenal catch on Wednesday. Boucher sacrificing life and limb to make the catch, but he was certainly shaken up as a result. And although he's still around and still with the organization, did not ever have to put a stint on the injured list as of yet. That's certainly something to monitor. The Green Jackets have a decent bit of depth in their outfield. That's the deepest position at the moment, even with Worrell gone. And so they can work with that if they need to. Keeler in one start against the Red Sox took a loss as well. So both of these pitchers have taken a loss to the opposing offense. Keeler went 4 2/3, 3 hits, just 1 run. But he walked a career-high 6, also struck out 6, which is 1 shy of his own career-high in that category. But Keeler had a rare lapse in command against the Sox. And that was another ball game where the Green Jackets couldn't score much until very late. A 5-1 loss. Green Jackets got one in the seventh to make it a 2-1 ball game, but 3 runs coming home off of Zach Austin late pushed it up to a deficit the Green Jackets could not overcome. Jackets back in their road, gray on gray with the black hat and the black Augusta written across the front. Salem in their home whites, mimicking the Red Sox uniforms up in Boston. White on white with the red trim, Red Sox, and red Sox written across the front. The only difference between Salem and Boston is the red S on the navy blue cap instead of the Boston spiked B. It's Duffy taking the hill, and now we send it down field side for the singing of the national anthem before the series finale and the road trip finale. Green Jackets trying to salvage another series finale victory and escape with 2 wins and 6 tries.
Was
One last time on the road trip, we welcome you into the Green Jacket Radio Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howitt, and thank you for being with us on a Sunday afternoon in Salem, Virginia. Green Jackets have dropped three straight, and they take on Matt Duffy and the Salem Red Sox as they try to leave the mountains with their second win in six tries. After a 6-5 heartbreaker last night, Green Jackets tying it up late, only to see the game-winning run come across in the bottom of the eighth on a bases-loaded, two-out, full-count walk. Adam Shoemaker went eight pitches, got squeezed a couple times, and then threw ball four in the dirt, and that was the difference in the ball game. Solid lineup for the Green Jackets today. Isaiah Drake leading off in center. Luis Sanchez hitting second. He moves over to third today. Will Verdung hitting first. He's red hot in June. Hitting .329 on the month. Cam McGee cleaning up at second. Jeremy Celedonio back in the lineup in the five spot. Noah Williams has quietly been on base in six consecutive ball games. He'll hit sixth and play right field. Harry Owen behind the dish as he continues to rotate, alternating between himself and Jacob Godman. Laker Figueroa down to the eighth spot. He's been hitting 1-2 or 4 quite often this road trip, but he'll hit eighth and play short. And Robert Gonzalez rounding out the order in left. They'll see the 22-year-old right-hander Matt Duffy, originally out of Toronto, 3 years at Canisius College in upstate New York, and the fourth-round pick for the Red Sox, will make appearance number 11 on the season. Duffy, 1-3 record, a .399 ERA, 42 Ks and 47 and a third. Duffy features a fastball, slider, sweeper, and changeup. Slider a little bit shorter, a little bit sharper than that sweeping breaking ball. The changeup is his best out pitch. Duffy took the loss against the Green Jackets on May 18th. Their only appearance against each other, 3 2/3, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned. A walk and a strikeout. Duffy's K numbers have been much better over his last two starts, but does not have a win in any of his last five outings. Isaiah Drake will lead off. Drake is one of three lefties in this lineup against the righty Duffy, along with the switch hitter Noah Williams. And on the 23rd of June at 3:07 p.m., we are ready for the first pitch. Isaiah Drake takes the fastball low and inside to get us underway. 91 degrees and partly cloudy in the mountains, and we get first pitch time and temperature. Windy afternoon, blowing consistently out to left field here at Carilion Clinic Field. Drake flares a 0-1 fastball back into the third deck of seats, evening up the count. Duffy will sit 89 to 92 with the fastball. Change up in the low to mid eights and a couple different breaking balls shown for him. He's been better against righties than lefties, but lefties do tend to have a problem with his changeup, which is his best individual pitch. 1-1, fouled straight back on a center cut fastball. Drake frustrated with himself for not taking advantage of that early mistake from Duffy. Isaiah's 3-for-17 with 3 steals this week, all of which came yesterday. Green Jackets were 9-for-9 swiping bases last night. Popped into shallow center, falling quickly, and it hops in front of Stanley Tucker. He knocks it down on the short hop, but Tucker was playing deep his first game in center field this week, and Isaiah Drake is on with a leadoff single. Out in front of the changeup on the outside corner, and Drake off the end of the bat, bloops it in. He's on as a leadoff base runner. Isaiah 14-for-15 stealing this season, 3-for-3 yesterday. The catcher is Brooks Brannon, who has a good arm but a slow transfer at times, and Duffy will have to do his part to hold the runner on base. This will be Luis Sanchez hitting second, first righty facing for Duffy. And Sanchez fouls the first pitch fastball out of play. Duffy out of the stretch for the first time, right on right. Sanchez over at third this afternoon. He's split between second and third this season, a slight majority to the keystone. Drake a big lead, not going, and fouled back. Back-to-back fastballs high on the 5-7 third baseman Sanchez. Green Jackets in the road, gray on gray. Salem in the home, white on white, with the red trim for Salem and the black trim for the Green Jackets. So an aesthetically pleasing and very traditional color matchup here. As old school as you get. Pick over to check on Drake, who was a bit slow getting back. Looked like he didn't have his feet underneath him. But Drake in ahead of the tag from Juan Montero, who's at first base for the first time this week. Middle infielder's pinching up the middle, trying to turn two on Luis Sanchez. Outfield is straight up and a bit shallow, especially in right. 0-2, slider, strike three swinging. Breaking ball, and Sanchez was out in front. Stayed in the big part of the zone, more than Duffy would have liked, but the change of pace was enough to put Sanchez back on the bench as Will Verdung steps in. Take a look at the defense for the Sox. Nathaniel Uten, Stanley Tucker, and Nelly Taylor Jr. left to right in the outfield. Fraley Encarnacion at third. It's Antonio Anderson at short, Marvin Alcantara at second, and Juan Montero, the catcher, who's playing first, with Brooks Brannan behind the dish for the second time. And time is called. Brannan hopping up out of his crouch as if he had been shot. Pops straight up chaotically and now takes a slow jog out towards the mound. Looked like he was just trying to stop the pitch clock to avoid an early timer violation and a 1-0 count on Verdung. Will continues to impress. He has loved his time in the Commonwealth over the last 2 weeks. Back-to-back great weeks of action for Verdung. He's 6-for-16, has played in all six games this week, counting today. Takes a first pitch slider off the outside corner. After a 7-for-15 week yesterday, Verdung all told 13-for-31 in 2 weeks of action, 7 RBIs and 11 walks. Fastball out, ball two. Very patient hitter. Verdung has 34 walks to 49 strikeouts in 52 games played. The on-base percentage up above 450 in the month of June. He's been the everyday first baseman since Drew Compton was promoted up to Rome, and he has taken to that role with aplomb. 2-0 pitch misses low, went to the changeup, and Verdung's ahead 3-0. He's had a couple RBI walks this week with the bases loaded. And it's been a clear plan by manager Liam Carroll for Salem. This is the one man that he will not let beat them. 3-0, Verdung takes it off the outside corner, just a bit above the letters as well. There's walk number 6 on the week. 2 on and 1 out. And the batter is Cam McGee. Gustavo Garza, your home plate umpire. Derek Pacheco in the field. Garza the slightly tighter of those two zones. Early chance for the Green Jackets to get out in front. Augusta has scored in the first inning in each of the last two ball games. Drake at second, Verdung at first. Good speed everywhere with McGee at the dish. And now another meeting at the mound from catcher Brooks Brannan. Wanted to make sure that they were on the same page with the signs. He didn't ever get all the way to the pitcher's mound. Stopped just shy. Shouted something out in the direction of the pitcher. And Duffy gets on the same page. Cam's 1-for-13 in four games, but has walked a handful of times. He takes a fastball out. Free passes are not generally a concern for Duffy. He had 6 strikeouts and no walks in a no decision against Fayetteville 7 days ago. Correction, 12 days ago, so he had a turn through the rotation, skipped on a bit extra rest here. McGee swinging away on the 1-0 fastball, tips it back into the mitt, evens the count at 1. But Duffy, 13 walks this year, 4 of which came in one game. That was his last losing decision back on June 5th against the Down East Wood Ducks. With a lefty in the box, not certain that Drake would want to go. It's bounced to second. Taylor made for 2. Anderson to Alcantara has to hurry to first, and McGee's able to beat it out. Anderson a bit of a slow transfer, getting it over to the second baseman, Alcantara. Verdung is retired for the second out on the force. McGee gliding down the first baseline, gets there ahead of the relay throw, the return from Alcantara. 2 away and 2 aboard. Jeremy Celedonio digs in looking for his first hit in his third game. Celedonio's 0-for-6, 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. You'll generally see him play in 3 out of 6 games per week, and this is number 3. Pick over to check on McGee, who had a big lead. Montero puts the tag on late. Drake at third after the leadoff single. McGee reaching on the fielder's choice, beating out the double play that retired Verdung. Celedonio 250 on the season. McGee thought about going, took a step and a half towards second and shut it down. Celedonio's underneath the fastball. Jeremy is here to hit balls far. He has the most recent home run for the Green Jackets. It came 12 days ago in the road trip's opener, the first game of the week against Lynchburg. Another pick over on McGee, this one a bit closer. Montero, a catcher by trade, he's at first base. It's been first base by committee for the Red Sox, who have used Encarnacion, Feliz, Brannan, Montero, and Andy Lugo. 5 first basemen in 6 ball games. 0-1 out in front of the off-speed. Celedonio lunges out at the changeup. Duffy going to his premier off-speed to get ahead. Celedonio will not shorten up. Sacrificing contact for power is his M.O. Duffy looking to strand two on base early. 0-2 slider misses high. Celedonio had a little hitch in the box. Looked like he wasn't sure if that would be called a strike. Nearly came back to the top of the zone. But the sweeper misses just a bit upstairs. Runner goes 1-2. The slider is popped out of play by Celedonio. Another breaking ball that stays up in the zone. Duffy has not thrown that slider as a starting strike, ending as a ball. Everything has been in the zone, but it's that change of pace, good sequencing, which is not unusual for Duffy. It's not a very high spin slider. It doesn't move a ton, but he uses it in good counts and changes it up with the change and the fastball. Still 1-2 on Celedonio. There's the fastball, and it's strike three looking. Painted up on the outside corner, two punch outs and two men left aboard in the top of the first for the Jackets. Cade Keeler to the mound looking to continue his red hot season and month of June.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Salem going with a very similar lineup for yesterday. Nizan Zanatello leading off, but he'll DH today, which moves Antonio Anderson in the two spot to shortstop. Brooks Brannon hitting third and catching. Nelly Taylor, Fraile Encarnacion, and Marvin Alcantara 4-5-6. Yuton Tucker and Montero rounding it out against Cade Keeler. 22-year-old right-hander out of Campbell University is 3-5 with a 2.6 ERA and 10 starts. First pitch to Nizan Zanatello misses outside with the fastball. Keeler has a fastball, slider, and splitter. The heater will usually gain velocity as the game goes on, usually 91 to 93. 1-0 bounced softly to third and foul, past the reach of Sanchez. Took a little bit off with the fastball. It's 1-1. Keeler has allowed just one earned run in his last 15 innings of action. Five innings exactly in each of his last three starts. He's 2-1 in that time period. Slider misses away, ball two. Zanatello had his fourth home run of the season yesterday to give Salem the lead. All told this week, he's 3-17 with a homer and three RBIs. 2-1 fastball paints the outside corner. Keeler's 87-89 to start this ball game. It's not completely out of the realm of contention for him to start like that. Velocity always builds, but this is a lower baseline than you usually see from the righty. 2-2, line to short. It short hops into the mitt of Figueroa. Nearly looked like he caught it in the air, but he's able to return it over to first anyway. Zanatello, a hard hit ground ball that bounces shortly into the mitt of Figueroa for the leadoff out. And now it's the shortstop on the opposite side, Antonio Anderson, who steps in. Anderson starting to pick something up offensively. He's 5-20 with a couple walks and three RBIs this week. For a shortstop hitting 148 in his first professional season, that's marked and necessary improvement. Fastball inside to Keeler, 1-0. Keeler rocks forward, then back, comes home with a 1-1. It's bounced up the middle for a base hit. Anderson got a fastball down the center, was on time for it, and ropes it right back up the box. First base runner for the Sox tonight, one on, one out. Puts Keeler in the stretch against Brooks Brannan. Green Jacket defense, Gonzalez in left, Drake in center, Noah Williams in right. Sanchez and Verdung on the corners. Figueroa and Cam McGee, the double play combination up the middle with Harry Owen catching against Kate Keeler. First pitch to Brooks Brannan. He's out in front of the off-speed. Lunging out and coming up empty. Brannan 7 for 12 in 3 games played this week with a lot of hard-hit baseballs. Slider gets Keeler ahead. Short lead for Anderson. In on the hand, scooted down the right field line, and it hooks foul after Brannan was jammed on the heater. Brooks has caught a good deal of barrels. It's just his 12th game played of the season with Salem. Was injured to start the year, had some rehab in the Florida Complex League. But now that he's getting comfortable, he's been fantastic. 0-2 fastball is upstairs to the backstop out of North Carolina. Was committed to UNC, but the Greensboro native opting to turn pro after being drafted in the ninth round of 2022. Keeler picks over to check on Anderson. Antonio is 3 for 6 this season. Anderson has good speed, but it's more of the acceleration going first to third rather than an outright swipe of the base. Keeler to the belt, 1-2. Off-speed misses outside, tumbling in with that splitter. First one he shows of the day. Keeler missed to the glove side quite a bit in his outing against Lynchburg. Facing 9 straight lefties, he did hit a career-high 3 batters in 5 innings. Walked 1, allowed 3 hits, but just 1 earned run allowed. 2-2 off the end of the bat. Brannan fouls a slider softly back into the netting on a short hop, and Brooks stays alive. Green Jacket pitching staff has seen the strikeout numbers drop over the last 2 weeks, especially on the starting side. Didier Fuentes has appeared to be the only man not bitten by that ailment. Slider out, count goes full. Good at bat for Brannan early. Brooks Brannan will use his timeout. Steps out. Cade Keeler asks for a new baseball. Green Jackets left 2 on base in the top of the first. Drake stranded at third. McGee at first after the 2-out K on Celedonio. Keeler picks over once again while Anderson was still getting into his lead. So a bit late, but he fumbles back into the bag. Brannan continues to extend the early first inning at bat. 3-2 pitch. Slider. Outside. Ball 4. Narrowly evades the corner. Back-to-back base runners. Anderson and Brannan getting on against Keeler. 2-1, 1 out for Nelly Taylor. About a ball and a half off the outside corner. Gustavo Garza does not expand very often. If he does, it's usually a little bit off the black, but not quite as far off as that one was. Nelly Taylor's 3 for 20, but does have a home run in the proceedings this week. He swings out of his shoes on a fastball, but comes up empty. Heater running away from the body of the left-hander. Taylor's in right today. He's been the everyday center fielder. That moves Stanley Tucker into center. Big lead for both base runners. 0-1 pops straight up. Owen chasing back towards the net. And it hooks out of play. Nearly got a couple fans. They appear to be all right. But always a bit of a scary situation. If you can't find the baseball and you're sitting in the danger zone, just never know what could hit you. 0-2 on Taylor. Breeze blowing to the opposite way, straight out to left field. Keeler looks back at second. 0-2 pitch misses inside. Went to the splitter and again pulled it to the glove side. 2 splitters, 2 misses in the left-handed batter's box. This time Taylor dives out of the way. Anderson off of second being held on by Figueroa. On the ground to second base, McGee, Figueroa, return to Verdung, in time, double play. The 4-6-3 that the Salem Sox couldn't turn in the top half gets done by the Green Jackets in the bottom. Keeler gets out of the inning, leaving a man in scoring position. The rollover from Taylor keeps the scoreless after one.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet fula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Scoreless through one, both Duffy and Keeler allowing a hit and a walk in their respective first innings. Duffy strands two with a punch out. Keeler uses the twin killing to get himself out of danger. Noah Williams leading off the second inning. He'll be followed by Harry Owen and Lake Hare Figueroa. 6-7-8, a switch hitter, and then two righties against the righty Matt Duffy. Noah Williams hitting 182 in 11 games with the Green Jackets, but he's been on base in six in a row. 2-for-7 with four walks this week, after not having any walks in his first eight games played of the season here in Augusta. Duffy's first pitch of inning number two is a fastball that misses the outside corner. Holding the velocity consistently of 90 to 91, Duffy definitely a pitcher who gets by with his secondary stuff more than anything else. 1-0, there's the changeup, dropped the arm slot just a little bit, already comes from a three-quarter delivery, got a bit lower and found the inside corner. About a half ball off the inner edge. Good frame from Brannon. 1-1 to Williams. Fastball misses up. A near carbon copy of pitch number one of the inning. Noah on base, a career high three times yesterday, at least in a Green Jacket uniform. Two walks and a single in a 1-for-2 day. Takes a mighty hack on a 2-1 inside slider and fouls the sharper of the two breaking pitches off the mitt of Brooks Brannon, 2-2. Williams has one professional home run. It came earlier this season in the Florida Complex League. But a guy with decent gap-to-gap power and good speed to take advantage. Outfield is shallow. 2-2 pitch. Inside. Ball three. A ball and a half off the inside corner. Boy, did Brannon try to sell it. Hopped out of his crouch like he was ready to throw the ball around for a called strike three. Gustavo Garza was less than impressed. Payoff pitch to Williams. Pops it up into shallow left field. Nathaniel Uten had a late break, takes a few steps to his right, and makes the catch. Off the end of the bat with a changeup, Williams is retired. 0-for-1 start to the day for Noah Williams. Harry Owen will now check in. Third game of the week for Harry Owen. He's 1-for-7 with a walk, an RBI, and a pair of punch-outs. 17th game of the year for Harry, 16th as a start, all of which have come behind the plate. Catcher holds the hands high and away from the body. Takes a first pitch sweeper out. Breaking ball was hooked to the glove side by the right-hander Duffy. He kicks and deals and misses upstairs. Green Jackets trying to hold a very unique trend going this week. Each of the last two losing decisions have come from Canadian-born pitchers. Duffy out of Toronto, and Augusta would love to tag him for his fourth loss of the season early. Fastball misses up, ball three. Meyer took the loss. He's a Vancouver kid. He had the ball Friday, and then Shoemaker out of Windsor, Ontario, got the loss out of the pen yesterday. Owen, the 3-0 pitch, misses in around the beard for ball four and walk number two. So Matt Duffy has already walked more in an inning and a third than he did across 3 2/3 last time he saw the Green Jackets. Two walks and a single, and the Green Jackets will try to get on the board first. Have a man on for Lake Hare Figueroa. With Figueroa and Gonzalez at the bottom of the order, although neither of them is exactly red hot right now, It does lengthen the lineup a bit more than Winston Sawyer has seen in previous iterations. Figueroa stands open from the right side and takes a slider away. Like we've seen often over the last few weeks, Connor Justice, the bench coach, the infield coach, who usually coaches first, is coaching third. And that means infielder Joe Olsovsky is coaching first today. 1-0, Figueroa chasing after it. A back pick towards first from Brannon, and Owens in standing. Figueroa is always aggressive and got a fastball on the outside corner that he tipped into the mitt. Came on the heels of five consecutive pitches outside the zone from Duffy. Right-hander stands from the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. Taps the black glove and comes home with the sweeper, missing narrowly inside. Zone has been a bit bigger to the right-hand side of the umpire Garza, so in on lefties and out on righties, compared to the left side that's in on those right-handed hitters. Figueroa ahead 2-1, short lead for Owen, and the fastball misses out. Brannon drops the pitch as he tried to bring it back to the corner. These are pitches that are decently close if you're sitting in the 400 section, but they're about two balls off on the track, man. Brannon is trying to bring it all the way back to the center. And the offense first catcher has had a difficult time of doing so. 3-1 to Figueroa, as always, swinging away, and he fouls it back. Fastball running in towards the hands, and Figueroa got jammed just a little bit. Lake Hare 1-for-15 this week, does have a couple steals on a couple walks. Both walks and both swiped bags came on Tuesday in the walk-off loss for the Green Jackets on Antonio Anderson's bloop base hit. Count goes full on Figueroa with one out in the second. 3-2 pitch. Chop foul. And Connor Justice makes a nice play with the bare hand. That's why he's the infield coach, making it look easy over there. First coaching job at the professional level for Justice. He was an assistant with Division III Berry College last year, just outside of Rome. He's been a welcome presence to the staff. Duffy picks over to check on Harry Owen. Owen does not have a stolen base attempt at all this season. Does not have poor speed, but he runs as about as you would expect a catcher to run. This will be pitch number 7 to Lake Hare Figueroa. Duffy a high leg kick. Sweeper popped up behind second base. Anderson and Alcantara going out. The shortstop Anderson makes the call, and he has the catch for out number 2. Two fly ball outs, sandwich a Harry Owen free pass, and the 9-man Robert Gonzalez will be the final batter to get a look here at Matt Duffy today. Green Jackets doing to Duffy what Keeler had experienced in the first inning, extending those ABs and trying to make the inning lengthen just a tad. Gonzalez, the left-handed hitting left fielder. First pitch out in front of the changeup, pops it foul down the right field line. Roberts 1-for-8, has also walked 3 times. Green Jacket offense has been quiet more days than not this week, but have done a good job of using free passes to get themselves on the board. Gonzalez a check swing. The changeup is called a strike anyway, nothing in 2. Very quiet day at the ballpark. Lazy Sunday crowd, a lot of whom are clustered under the various pavilions and concourses to try to stay out of the sunshine. Outfield is obscenely shallow, especially Taylor and Wright. Gonzalez pops it up on the third base side. Encarnacion giving chase, and it's way back into the stands. If Robert Gonzalez could pull anything down the right field line that gets past the first baseman Montero, it is a guaranteed triple and a guaranteed run scored, because Taylor is playing in the right center gap, and he is also playing impeccably shallow. Easier said than done. 0-2 pitch, and fouled straight back. Gonzalez continues the fight. A 19-pitch first inning for Matt Duffy, and he's now thrown 20 pitches in this inning. Green Jackets trying to add to that pitch count. They had success against Danny Kerwin last time they saw him, and he'll be the piggyback today. Fifth pitch of the at-bat to Gonzalez is a changeup in the dirt. Robert with a good take. Owen extending that secondary just in case it bounced away from Brannon, but he swallowed it up straight into the bright red chest protector. And Gonzalez will see a 6th pitch. Infield playing up the middle. Brandon still holding, or Montero holding the runner on at first. Changeup drops right down the middle. Gonzalez got frozen on the changeup. Third strikeout of the day for Duffy. Each of the last two have ended their respective innings with a changeup. Nothing, nothing in the middle of the second with a man stranded at first.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Well, as Cade Keeler takes the mound for the second, we have one defensive change for the Green Jackets. Cade Kern is now playing center field, replacing Isaiah Drake. We don't know what happened. Nothing appeared to the eye as anything for Drake. But Isaiah's out. Cade Kern is into center field, which means Kern will be in the leadoff spot and will lead off the top of the third. Fraley Encarnacion beginning the half inning for the Sox. He takes a first pitch off speed beyond the outside corner. Not going to speculate on Drake. You just hope he's all right. 1-0 pitch lined off the shin of Cade Keeler, and it rolls into foul territory. Encarnacion gets a single right around the ankle of Keeler. And no matter what happened to Drake, you don't want to see that come to fruition. Immediately, Winston Sawyer and the AT Tommy Adams are coming out to take a look at Keeler. And Keeler just wore, it was 85 off the bat, but directly into the bone. Look, got him on the right leg. Keeler's now pointing to the underside of his spike. So he thinks he's all right. Keeler wearing the number 16 jersey for the second game in a row. Keeler usually number 17, but that got left back in Augusta. Keeler will get himself a warm-up pitch. Gives a firm nod after the one fastball thrown and appears to be all right. Slaps hands with Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, and Keeler's ready to go. Caught right around the shoe area on the right foot. Keeler does spin off and land in the direction of the first base side. It was hit right back up the middle, and it's a leadoff single for Fraley Encarnacion. With Encarnacion on to lead off the bottom of the second, the red-hot Marvin Alcantara will dig in. Second baseman is 6 for 15 this week, 3 for 4 yesterday. First pitch fastball in on the hands and fouled back. It's windy down on the field. It's even breezier high above here in the press box at Carilion Clinic Field. You can hear it whipping the crowd mic back and forth. Keeler from the stretch. 0-1 slider is driven out to center field. When you come in, the ball will find you, and Cade Kern is there to make the catch. So Kern gets challenged on his first attempt and makes the catch routinely. Encarnacion was not tagging, was about two-thirds of the way up towards second base and then hustling back in. Kern not worried about it. One on, one out for Nathaniel Uten. Uten's 1-for-10 with a couple RBIs. Fourth game played out of six for the Sox left fielder. Uten has played both corner spots in the outfield. He takes the off-speed, the splitter knuckling in at the letters. Just floating in. Green Jackets under the Braves organization. So there is already one famous knuckleballer in the system with David Fletcher trying to convert as a two-way. It's not a full-on knuckleball for Keeler, but he gets the ball so deep in between the two fingers that it really floats into towards the batty. Splitter misses outside, 1-1. One on, one out in the second. Big lead for Encarnacion. Fastball misses away. Two balls and a strike. Uton trying to extend. Salem looking to get on the board first. No score in the bottom of the second. Leadoff man reached first. Fraley Encarnacion. Big lead for Encarnacion. And Keeler picks over. Verdung a soft tag back in ahead of it. Encarnacion is 5 of 10 stealing, but 1 of 1 this week. Keeps that big lead. 2-1 from Keeler. There's the splitter once again, and Uton's out in front. Dropping in right under the bat. Two balls and two strikes on Nathaniel Uton on a lazy Sunday afternoon in Salem. Definitely a bring-your-own-energy type of day. 2-2, in on the hands, and called ball three. Just a bit above the letters, it appears, and that runs the count full on Uton. Keeler has allowed two hits and walked one. Salem trying to duplicate. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Owens' throw is high and not in time. A stolen base for Encarnacion, his sixth. But Uton down looking on the fastball is the second out of the inning. First strikeout of the day for Cade Keeler. Back-to-back innings where Salem puts a man in scoring position. Stanley Tucker digs in, hoping for a different result. Sox had men at first and second and one out last inning before Nellie Taylor grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. First pitch to the right fielder, Tucker, is tipped back into the mitt. Stanley Correction is in center field today. He's played left, right, and center this week. Primarily played center when he got a start at Texas A&M, although he was used mostly for defensive and pinch running purposes. Popped up on the first baseline. Verdung drifting into foul territory. A lot of room over there. And he makes the catch. Breeze bought the ball nearly back to the line. And back-to-back scoreless innings for both Duffy and Keeler. No score after two on the getaway day. Final day of the road trip before we finally get back home.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
No score after two. Matt Duffy, Cade Keeler, in what we expected to be a decent bit of a pitcher's duel has been through the first two innings. Cade Kern is going to lead off. If you weren't with us in the previous half inning or stepped away in between innings, Cade Kern coming in for Isaiah Drake, who was lifted for an as-of-now undisclosed reason. So Kern in the leadoff spot and in center field for the rest of the game. Drake leaves after a single and being stranded at third. First pitch to Cade Kern is fouled down the left field line. Kern's 1-for-15 with 3 strikeouts, an RBI, and a couple steals. This is the fifth game he's played out of 6. Duffy from the windup, 0-1 pitch, misses outside. No, it's called a strike with the changeup. Came back to the corner, says Gustavo Garza, about a half ball out. That good horizontal movement on the changeup had everybody fooled. 0-2 slider, and that one misses up, it appears. 1-2. The slider was closer to the zone than the changeup was, but Kern, it all evens out. Ball and two strikes. Kern widens out And pops the slider down the right field line. Shallow. Taylor coming in. It's the first baseman, Brannon, who can't make the catch. Ball is in foul territory. Montero going right against the line. Called off Nelly Taylor. Lunging backwards. And he touched it in foul territory. So that'll be a missed catch error given against the first baseman, Montero. And it keeps the at-bat alive for Cade Kern, who is off the end of the bat on a slider. Another chance for Kern to start off this inning on the right note. 1-2 once again. And he fouls it off the mitt of the catcher, Brannon, to stay alive. Kern expected to have a nice day off before he takes the long bus ride back to Augusta. Instead, he's thrust into center field, trying to begin the third inning offensively. Still a ball and two strikes. Duffy takes a long peer in over the black glove. Comes home with the fastball and misses out. Two balls and two strikes. Brannon has been visibly frustrated with the strike zone on a couple different occasions, and every pitch he has had a gripe about has been off the corner. 2-2. Slider golfed down the right field line, and Kern continues a good fight. Dating back to the last inning, Green Jacket hitters are forcing Matt Duffy to work a bit more than he would desire to do. The next pitch will be number 8 of the at-bat to Kern. And number 49 on the day. One pitch into the third inning. 2-2. Slider popped into left field. A late break back from Uten. Had to find it. Ball's carrying in the breeze. He leaps and it's off his glove. The wind blowing substantially out to left field. Uten started with a step in, then was drifting back. The ball just kept going. And we'll see how that gets marked. But Kern is on at second to lead off the third. Should be a double. It was misread at first because of the wind by Nathaniel Uten. And then he leapt up into the Medco sign over there and crashed into it. Could not survive running into the fence. Get it up into the jet stream today and see how far it can go. Breeze is really having an impact. Gusts are up to 20 miles an hour here in Salem. All out to left field. Kern going on the first pitch. It's a good throw. And out is the call. Kern thought he got the foot in time. And after the double from Cade Kern, he's caught stealing for just the fifth time this season. Kern, a delayed steal of sorts, shuffled twice and then broke. It was a very good pitch for Brannon to throw on. He doesn't catch many behind the plate, but he gets rid of the double. As the Green Jackets trying to be aggressive to get on the board. Slider at the top of the zone, 1-1 on Luis Sanchez. Kern is now 14 of 20 stealing this season. Sanchez fouls it back, 1-2. He's tied for the team lead in stolen bases with Robert Gonzalez and Isaiah Drake, but he also is far and away the most caught stealings on this roster. Another 1-2 from Duffy. Slider misses upstairs. Evens the count on Sanchez, who struck out swinging his last time up. Sanchez was the first of three punch-out victims in two innings so far for Duffy. 2-2. Slider ripped into right center field. Taylor back, Tucker over. It's the center fielder, Tucker, making the catch. A couple decently hard hit balls that have stayed up in the breeze. Kern used the wind to his advantage, but did not have the wind at his back as he was trying to steal third. A feet-first slide, and he was punched out by Derek Pacheco. Two up, two down. By result of that caught stealing here in the third, Wilver Dung walked and was retired on a fielder's choice last time up. Takes a first-pitch fastball inside. A 1-2-3 inning would be dynamite for Duffy. Keep the pitch count low. He's gone over 18 pitches and one shy of 20 in each of them. Fastball, high ball two. Verdung, never one to concede a pitch outside the zone, has been very patient all season, and it's come to its most noticeable point over the last 2 weeks. 12 walks in his last 11 games. 2-0 slider. This one catches the inside part of the zone. Verdung calmly taking three consecutive pitches. Adjusts the black helmet and ready to go from the right side. Duffy on the first base side of the rubber. 2-1 pitch is flared out of play. Duffy going to the off-speed after getting the called strike with the fastball. The changeup running back to the outside corner. It's an easy pitch for right-handers to give up on. Verdung did not. 2-2 pitch. Fouled back, trying to spear the fastball past and speed up the bat. That's 92 on the gun from Duffy. Hardest his velocity has been this afternoon. Another lengthy AB. Pitch number 6 to Will Verdung. And the slider is guided foul up and over, nearly the same spot, but on more of a line. It hit off the basing of the second deck and then bounced onto the field of play. Nellie Taylor goes to retrieve it right against the white line. Tried to flip it into the stands. It hit off the fence. Now he has to go get it once again. All eyes on Taylor in that particular moment. So even in a potential 1-2-3 inning, which Duffy is one strike away from, the count continues to rise. 2-2. Slider called strike 3. Finally, Brannon gets one that he framed and gets the call. A half ball off the outside corner. Verdung still at the plate. Can't believe it. A great frame from Brannon. Steals a ball and turns it into a strike. 3 scoreless for Duffy. No score either side.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster. And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality.
Juan Montero leading off the bottom of the third. No score. 2 hits either side. Cade Keeler's first pitch fastball misses away. It's that time of the ball game. The Green Jacket bullpen mafia has all made their way as a unit down to the pen. Walking down the right field line, Montero goes through the wide open right side of the infield and punches in a base hit. Back-to-back innings beginning with a leadoff single. Montero has his first hit of the week. And Salem's got a man on early in the third for Nizan Zanatello. Nizan began the ballgame with a ground out to shortstop. Figueroa made a nice play on a short hop. Montero has good speed for a catcher. He's at first base today. Big lead, and the first pitch is called a strike on Zanatello. Nizan, a 2-run blast yesterday. Didn't need the win for the impact last night. He'll have it if he puts one in the air today. Takes a mighty cut on a slider. It's called a foul ball. There's a bit of hesitation from Gustavo Garza to make a play. Not sure if he thought that might spin back onto the field of play or if he wasn't sure it was touched. But either way, it's 0-2. McGee shifted up the middle. Figueroa in the 6 hole. Sanchez guarding the line across the infield. 0-2 pitch. Slider misses low. Trying to entice Zanatello to chase below the knees. Zan does have 44 strikeouts this season. Hitting 183 overall on the year. Fastball. There's strike 3 for the second punch out in as many innings for Cade Keeler. Zanatello 0-2. Antonio Anderson had a hit back up the center his last time up. 1-for-1 day, 6-for-21 week. Anderson hitting 286 against the Green Jackets and 152 overall. Keeler's first pitch is popped up out of play on the third baseline. Luis Sanchez took a step and a half that direction and quickly realized that was long bound for the second deck of the concourse. It's three small tiered levels of seats across Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 0-1 pitch at the top of the zone with a fastball. That's a good frame at the top from Owen. Was about a ball above the top, and Owen able to snatch it out of the sky and get the called strike, nothing in two. On the switch hitter, Anderson. He chases the splitter, strike three. Back-to-back punch-out swinging for Keeler after the leadoff single of Montero. Look for Keeler to go to that splitter more and more the second time through the order. Fastball has been up to 93 after being 87-89 in the first inning. Man at first, two outs. Brooks Brannon walked and was then turned as part of a double play in the first. He takes a fastball outside. Outfield is straight up. Gonzalez, Kern, and Williams. And Brannon spins off of the slider, chasing after it. Turned him in a full pirouette. Also looked like he might have caught Harry Owen on the backswing. Brannon immediately apologetic. Put a hand sympathetically on the helmet. One catcher trying to take care of the other. 1-1 fastball, rope back up the middle for a base hit. Brandon's strong week continues. Montero stops at second. Kern came in quickly to hold him there. Brannon is now 8 of 13 and has been on base twice in two tries today. Salem continuing to clog the base paths against Cade Keeler. Trying to bring the first run of the game home for either side. Nellie Taylor grounded into a 4-6-3 double play to end the first. Montero at second, Brannon at first with two down in the third. Keeler's first pitch finds the outside corner. Drops in the splitter to the outer edge. Anderson a switch hitter, Taylor a lefty. You also have Uten the lefty in the lineup. Those are the three that will see the splitter most often. Keeler's 0-1 does not come. Instead, he goes with the inside move, lifts the leg, and turns around, checking on Montero at second. Montero's 2-for-3 stealing bases. Had a sizable lead, but not going anywhere. Keeler looking out that direction once again. 0-1 splitter popped up in front of second base. Figueroa drifting onto the infield grass. He makes the catch. Two hands for safety. Cade Keeler has stranded four men on base in three innings, and neither side has brought home a run on the final day of the week. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
No runs, two hits for the Green Jackets. No runs and four hits for Salem. Both sides have put men on base in every single inning, and neither side has brought one home. Matt Duffy has thrown 61 pitches to get to this point, allowed two hits and walked two, has also struck out four. A series of long ABs. He'll have a pitcher coming behind him shortly in Danny Kerwin, the piggyback arm. For now, Kerwin has stretched a little bit in the pen, but has not even begun the pre-throw routine, which shows that Duffy is still the primary option for the foreseeable future. Cam McGee leading off the top of the fourth, reached on a fielder's choice last time up. First pitch to the left-hander, finds the knees. McGee has been on base a handful of times this week. He stole three bases yesterday Good speed out of the cleanup position if he can get on. 0-1 inside out's a fastball off the top of the opposite dugout. Now you hope that didn't get anybody. We saw that yesterday, and McGee has his hands over his head. I'm wondering if it's blocked partially from view, whether that just nearly hit someone or actually did. Davis Polo got hit yesterday in the Green Jacket dugout and went down hard. Polo appears to be all right. Also, for what it's worth, Isaiah Drake is currently in the dugout on the front step. Jersey still on, hat off. Looks to be stretching something out. 0-2 to McGee. Softly hit to the second baseman, Alcantara. McGee running hard, but Alcantara has time and gets out number one in the fourth. Drake got lifted out of after the top of the second. And we did not see the reasoning. Drake was out on deck in the second inning. And if we have an update, we will provide one. Jeremy Celedonio struck out looking to end the first with two men aboard. That was the best offensive chance the Green Jackets have had so far. Slider misses around the helmet, sending Celedonio tumbling backwards out of the batter's box. Celedonio, the first of four strikeout victims across 3 1/3 for Matt Duffy. There's the sweeper, and it misses out ball two. Duffy, the highest drafted player in Canisius Golden Griffin history. Program out of upstate New York. He set the school record for strikeouts. Celedonio fouls it back 2-1. In three seasons, Duffy had 278, including 119 in 81 innings as a junior en route to conference pitcher of the year. Celedonio still ahead 2-1. Duffy delivers. A late swing from Celedonio on the high fastball, 2-2. It's a positively enormous flag out in straightaway center field, and it is billowing quite a bit out to left field. If Celedonio can get one in the air, it could go a long way. Slider out, count goes full. Celedonio already has some of the most prodigious power on this roster. And if he gets one up into the jet stream, you might not find that baseball. 3-2. Swing and a miss on the changeup. When in doubt, that's where Duffy goes, dropping the changeup under the bat of Celedonio, who's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Duffy looking to go back-to-back 1-2-3 innings if he can retire Noah Williams. Williams flew out softly to left field his last time up. It was off the end of the bat, but carried out to where Uten started. Daniel had to go in and then come back out. Williams out in front of the changeup, tips it into the mitt, nothing in one. Duffy knew for certain he wasn't going back to Canisius. He was either getting drafted or transferring to the South Carolina Gamecocks. Would have been a big get for Mark Kingston and the Gamecocks. Instead, he goes in the fourth round. Change up low, 1-1. Duffy brings the black glove to the eyes. 1-1 pitch outside. Good take by Williams. 22-year-old righty from Toronto had one more season available to him. He would have spent it in the SEC. Now he's spending it in the Carolina League and has a very solid season to boot. Williams to the right side underneath the diving glove of Montero. And Noah Williams has his first hit of the day. He's trying to go to second. The throw comes in. Safe is the call. Nellie Taylor went lackadaisical. Williams came sprinting around first, burning into second. The ball beat him there and he still got in. Helmet, batting glove, the hat of Alcantara, everything came flying everywhere. And Williams just showing pure hustle. Taylor was very slow to get to the ball. He had been playing towards the gap, and as a result, Williams never stopped running. We've talked about Augusta being aggressive to a fault, and that time it pays off. Brandon going out to talk with the pitcher, Duffy. And Nellie Taylor just on his knees, crouched in right field. Can't believe what happened. It's been called a single and an E9. The little bobble that came from Taylor was all that it took for Williams to get up to second. Even then, it was a bang-bang play, but Noah Williams showing off the speed. A single and an error as a man in scoring position for Harry Owen. Jackets have had a man at second base or past in three of the four frames so far, but do not have a run to show for it. Williams a big lead off of second. Alcantara holding him on. Duffy comes home with the first pitch fastball. It's right down the center, and Owen watches it go by. Outfield backs up a little bit on Owen. Uten and Tucker backing up, respecting the wind. Taylor still shallow and right. They'll try to cut down Williams on anything that finds the outfield grass. 0-1 tied up. Back pick to second, and Williams is in standing. Owen swinging through the running fastball. He's behind nothing and two. Harry worked a walk in the second inning. He was the only base runner of that inning. 0-1 1 for 7 with 2 walks and 2 Ks in 3 games. Williams gets deeper into his lead, backing away from second base, trying to get the angle to come around third. 0-2 sweeper misses out. Brannon again hopping out of his crouch, trying to get that call. It was a ball off the outside corner. He is living and dying by the sail here. Jordan Belfort would be proud. Williams a big lead. 1-2 sweeper. This one finds the inside corner for strike three. Front door breaking ball locks up Harry Owen. 2 strikeouts in the inning. Despite the 2-out single off the bat of Noah Williams, it's 4 straight zeros to start the game for Matt Duffy.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Cade Keeler's worked around 4 hits and a walk, stranding 4 men on base. Also has a double play as well. No score in the bottom of the fourth. No movement in the pen either. Keeler's thrown 44 pitches and 29 strikes in 3 frames. Fraley Encarnacion leading off the bottom half. It'll be 5, 6, and 7 in Salem's order. First pitch swing up into left field. Breeze is blowing that way, running over towards the line. Gonzalez, he has the catch with room to spare. That was off the very end of the bat, but you still hold your breath just because you don't know exactly what the ball is going to do on a day like today. It's the first game we've had this week where there's been enough wind to speak of, and the first time we've seen the flag moving out towards the outfield. Any breeze we've had has been blowing straight in. Marvin Alcantara takes a slider on the outside corner. Alcantara flew out to center field his last time up. 0 for 1 today, but 6 for 16 this week. Stands open from the right side. Ropes a fastball down the right field line, and it hooks foul onto the warning track. Williams will let it ricochet back onto the field of play and then toss it in the direction of the kids. He threw that one a little too hard, and the kids had to dive out of the way. Gotta love Noah Williams. Just wanted to give the kids a souvenir. 0-2 pitch. Outside with the splitter, ball one. Keeler has used the right-on-right splitter more and more often over his last couple appearances. Tried to go for it there, but left it to the glove side. 1-2, the slider off of that breaking ball. Closer to the zone, but the same spot, 2-2. Infield plays Alcantara to pull. Keeler from the windup. Slider popped away. Owen giving chase, but it's quickly out of play. Alcantara doing a good job of extending this at bat the same way Salem has seen the Green Jackets do so often. Danny Kerwin is getting going in the pen for the Sox as Duffy's at 80 pitches through 4 innings. Slider bounces in, ball 3. Alcantara has worked the count from 0-2 all the way to 3-2. Seventh pitch of the at-bat to Marvin Alcantara. Tan glove at the eyes. Keeler spins and deals. Slider, strike three. It's the best breaking ball we've seen from Keeler so far this afternoon. It's the fourth strikeout in 3 2/3. When he needed his A stuff, he was able to reach back and find it, and that has been the case quite often this season for Keeler. Nathaniel Uten struck out looking in the second. Got froze on a fastball, swinging first pitch here, and it's down the left field line and all the way into the corner. Uten will glide his way into second. Gonzalez picks it up off the wall, a two-out double for Nathaniel Uten. So Keeler cannot get his first 1-2-3 inning of the day. Hardest pitch of the afternoon at 94. It was middle out, and the lefty Uten just going with the fastball. Salem with a man in scoring position for the third inning out of four that they've played. Stanley Tucker popped up to first to end the second. Ball that looked like it would be into the seats off the bat and then drifted back onto the field of play with the wind. Keeler from the stretch misses high with the fastball. Saw Raven Corona warming up Williams, the right fielder, in between innings. That's generally a sign that he'll be the first one out of the pen. Keeler, the 1-0 slider, has Tucker out in front. Ended up down the middle, but very similar to what we saw from Duffy in the first couple innings. You leave a breaking ball up, but you change speeds well, you can get away with it. Uten, decent speed out at second, has a big lead. Off-speed drops into the outside corner. Splitter looping to the outer half, 1-2 with two outs. Keeler looking to strand his fifth runner on base in four innings. There's been traffic. He's been the one to stop it. 1-2. In on the hands with the splitter. Tucker was out in front and punches it foul. Kerwin is throwing at full go. Would not be a surprise to see him come out to start the fifth. In this league, you don't often see a pitcher go beyond 80 or 85 pitches. And if you have the opportunity for Kerwin to get a clean inning, the multi-inning reliever could certainly welcome that. Keeler trying to keep it a scoreless ball game when we get there. Slider, check swing. He did go around, says home plate umpire Gustavo Garza. Two strikeouts in each of the last two innings. 5-4 frames for Cade Keeler. Starting to rack them up. And the Red Sox making a call to the bullpen when we return.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Red Sox bringing on Danny Kerwin, the right-hander out of Rider University in New Jersey. 24-year-old originally out of Pennsylvania, replaces Matt Duffy. Duffy goes four scoreless innings, three hits, two walks, and six Ks. He'll leave with a no decision in a 0-0 ball game. Figueroa, Gonzalez, and Kern, 8-9-1, due up against the righty Kerwin. Making his second appearance of the season against the Jackets and ninth overall at the full season affiliated level. After starting the season in the Frontier League. First pitch to Figueroa, all the way to the backstop on one hop. Kerwin stands closed from the third base side of the rubber, has a crossbody delivery, and bounced that one in at 95. Kerwin's got a fastball, sinker, cutter, slider, and changeup. A full house of an arsenal for him. Figueroa popped up to shortstop last time. Right on right matchup. Outside corner with the fastball. That might have been the sinker. Took a little bit off. 1-1 for Figueroa. Open from the right side. Kerwin closed on the mound. Slider misses high and tight. Ball two. Nearly came back to the corner but stayed above the zone. Sharp sweeping breaking ball, especially from where Kerwin releases it. Looks like it starts behind you as a right-handed hitter. Kerwin, a deep breath, 2-1 pitch, in on the hands and fouled away. Kerwin started the year with a brand new organization in the Pioneer League, the Oakland Ballers. He was the first player in Ballers history to get a professional affiliated contract out of that. Spent about 3 weeks in April in Oakland and quickly made his way to the Red Sox organization after being signed to a professional contract. 2-2 slider. Check swing on the appeal to Derek Pacheco. Figueroa did not go around. Figgy runs the count full. Green Jackets getting Duffy out in four, putting a bit of pressure on the Salem bullpen to cover 15 outs. Kerwin can certainly do that. He's gone 24 innings in eight at total outings, so averaging three per game. Figueroa late on the fastball. Strike three swinging. Kerwin begins his afternoon the same way Duffy ended his, with a strikeout. Leadoff man retired in the fifth, and here's Robert Gonzalez. Gonzalez struck out looking his last time up. Facing Kerwin for the first time. Outfield shallow, infield pull side, protecting the bunt at third. Changeup misses away, ball one. Another one that skitters off the tip of the mitt of Brannon and towards the backstop. Kerwin allowed three runs on a hit batter, and three walks against the Green Jackets on May 18th. Just like that game, he was coming behind Duffy. Sinker to the outside corner, 1-1. Kerwin last worked on June 11th, so he's on 11 days of rest. Went four innings at that point, second longest outing of his pro career. Cutter misses low, ball two. Danny's longest is the 4 1/3. He went scoreless against the Lynchburg Hillcats on May 30th. 2-0 record for Kerwin. And he'll likely be the pitcher of record one way or the other here in this ballgame. 2-1 to Gonzalez. He chases the sinker off the outside corner. Instead of 3-1, it's 2-2. Started in the zone, ran just below. Gonzalez's eyes lighting up, and the count even, two balls and two strikes in the fifth inning. No score on either side. Kerwin from the stretch, and a called strike three at the knees. The sinker in a very similar spot to where the swinging strike two came is the second straight strikeout for Kerwin. Back-to-back batters retired via the strikeout. Cade Kern doubled off the fence in his first at-bat of the game. Came in to replace Isaiah Drake in the bottom of the second defensively. And then hit one into the wind in the third, and it did him well. Kern takes a slider out. Cade was then caught stealing on the very next pitch, trying to go to third, and Brannon on a good pitch to throw on. Ran him down. Two outs in the fifth. Green Jackets looking for their first base runner against Danny Kerwin. And Cade Kern rips this one out to left, back towards the wall. Towards the wall, it is gone. It just kept going. Cade Kern leaves the yard. That's the first home run in 12 games for the Green Jackets, and it puts Augusta on the board. Back spinning line drive into the wind. 100 off the bat, 371 the distance over the 20-foot high fence in left. Green Jackets up 1-0. Cade Kern coming off the bench and has a multi-hit day, 2 for 2 with 6 total bases and his third home run of the year. And that breaks the scoreless tie with one swing. Now Luis Sanchez steps in. He takes a fastball high and tight. Kern turning on an inside fastball. He has rapid, quick hands. And after a week where he had plenty of barrels with nothing to show for it, gets one up, hit it hard, And with a little assist from the wind, it leaves the yard. Could very well be not the last one we see. Leave the ball to that direction between these two teams. Green Jackets were bottom of all of single-A baseball with 22 homers in 66 games. But that one right there, number 23, is a big one. Green Jackets up 1-0. 1-0 is the also count on Luis Sanchez. Kerwin from the stretch. Bounce softly back up the middle. Shortstop Anderson to his left. Low throw is picked up by Montero for out number three. The Green Jackets get on the board first. Cade Kearns, third home run of the season, makes it a 1-0 game. Keeler has a lead to protect in the bottom of the fifth.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
It's all about being ready when your name is called. Cade Kern, not in the starting lineup, comes in for purposes unknown for Isaiah Drake and has two hits and two extra base hits, including the solo homer that has the Green Jackets up 1-0. Cade Keeler begins the bottom of the fifth with a slider outside to Juan Montero, 1-0 on the first baseman who singled his last time up. Keeler from the windup, slider pop back out of play, 1-1. The wind is positively flying out to left field. Kern caught a barrel. There's no denying that. But got a little bit of help to get the last leap over the wall. Line through the left side, and Juan Montero has two hits and two tries. The nine man in the order making his second appearance of the week. Finding some offensive rhythm against Cade Keeler. Has seen two fastballs in the zone, and both of them have been roped on a line. Leadoff man on for the third inning out of the last four for Salem. Back to the top of the order for Nizan Zanatello. Green Jackets have a couple men stretching in the bullpen, including Corona and Silva. First pitch is hammered out to left field from Zanatello. That's going to be off the wall, and it bounces away from Gonzalez. Montero steaming around third. He'll score without a play. An RBI double from Nizan Zanatello ties it right back up at one. Zanatello starting to heat up a little bit. Four hits this week and three have gone for extra bases. Got a hanging slider and put a charge into it. Kept going over the head of Gonzalez. He tracked it all the way to the warning track. But it hit so strongly off of the fence, it ricocheted back towards the plate and the field of play. First pitch fastball at the knees on Antonio Anderson, a 1-1 game. And this is what Salem has done all week long and why they've won three straight. Allow a run, get it right back in the next frame. Splitter hooked foul towards the Red Sox dugout. 0-2 on Anderson, who's 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. There's many a man moving, and now the Green Jackets have somebody that's about to get throwing. Can't quite tell who it is. It's tucked behind the right field corner. No balls and two strikes. Keeler, a deep breath in, delivers. Fastball. Does not get the call at the top of the zone. That high and outside corner to lefties. Both Duffy, Keeler, and not yet Kerwin, but those two starters have found that spot and not gotten the call. Three looks at second. Keeler delivers. Pitch is flown out to left center field. Gonzalez drifting back. Runner tagging at second. Gonzalez makes the play. Zanatello takes about three or four steps. A strong throw from Gonzalez holds him there. Zanatello goes back to second on the first out of the inning. Here's the hottest hitter on the lineup, Brooks Brannan. Walking a single today, 8 of 13. He's been on base 10 times in 15 tries. Brannan, the right-handed hitting catcher, 348 on the season. He chases a slider out. Keeler trying to keep the game tied after Cade Kern's solo shot put the Green Jackets up 1-0. Kern keeps checking on Zanatello. Slider a bit further out. Good adjustment by Brannan. This time he gets the take and gets the call. Brannan has not been retired yet today. Keeler with the inside move, just checking on Zanatello. Zanatello being held on by McGee at second. Left side of the infield situated to the pole. It's hit right at Figueroa in that shift. He'll look Zanatello back to second. High throw. Verdung put the tag on, and they call him safe. Winston Sawyer's immediately out of the dugout. Derek Pacheco trying to say there was no tag, and that immediately brings Winston Sawyer out for an argument because Verdung was animated that he made that tag, and you don't see Will Verdung upset very often. Pacheco will go check with home plate umpire Gustavo Garza. Pacheco doing all the talking, trying to plead his case on what he saw. So rather than asking for an appeal, it really looks more like Pacheco is explaining why he thinks he's not wrong to the home plate umpire. And now they're going to bring umpire or manager Liam Carroll out of the Salem dugout. So Liam Carroll comes out. You know where he stands on the issue. That's a big difference between out number two in a tie game versus two on one out in the fifth. And Carroll's argumentative. Not sure why they're going to Carroll. And again, it's Derek Pacheco doing all the talking. Brannan hanging around at first base. Winston Sawyer is standing just beyond the foul line on the first base side, hands on hips, waiting for an explanation. And out is the call. Brannan, no debate or discussion. Liam Carroll continues to plead his case, but Brannan will be out on the 6-3. The few dozen fans in attendance don't like the call, voicing their displeasure. That's a big turn of events. Gustavo Garza overrules Derek Pacheco. That's the second out, and a great athletic play by Verdung to put the tag on. Man at second, two outs. Nellie Taylor takes a splitter low and in. With a man throwing, Cade Keeler's trying to get through five innings with one run or less for the fourth consecutive outing. Zanatello, a big lead at second. 1-0 fastball misses upstairs. Keeler's at 71 pitches through 4 2/3. If you get Taylor quickly, maybe he goes back out for a sixth inning, at least to start. 2-0 slider is cracked out to right center field. Kern drifting back. It's pushing his way in the breeze, and he makes the play. Faded from right center to straightaway center. Cade Kern had a beat on it the whole time, and he makes the play. Three straight batters retired after the double from Zanatello ties us at one. Green Jackets score in the top half. Sox answer right back. Still knotted at one after five.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
A. A.
B. feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Danny Kerwin back in action in the top of the sixth. 1-1 game after five. Green Jackets being out hit by Salem 7-4. But Cade Kern's solo home run, putting the Jackets on the board. Will Verdung leading off the sixth. And he takes a cutter on the outside corner, 0-1. Verdung has walked and struck out in two plate appearances today. With that walk, he has extended his on-base streak once again. Cutter on the inside corner this time, 0-2. Verdung's now reached base in 19 straight ball games. Second longest streak by a Green Jacket player this season, Drew Compton, had his stopped at 22. The at-bats have been strong, but the walks have been consistent for Verdung. On the ground to third, it's just past the bag, foul. Encarnacion was chasing over, but didn't need to do so. Sun starting to peek out from behind the clouds, and time is called. Gustavo Garza wanted to make sure Nathaniel Uten, the left fielder, had the chance to get back to his position after he was the one who went and retrieved the foul ball down the left field line. Still 0-2 on Verdung, who's seen three straight cutters. Kerwin from the stretch, and the slider ties Verdung up. He goes chasing into the outside dirt. Third strikeout in an inning and a third for Danny Kerwin. Verdung down on strikes for the second time today. Cutter and slider both so deadly from that release point. With the way Kerwin steps, it looks like he's coming from the third base bag. Now we'll face a lefty in Cam McGee. McGee cues it foul towards the Salem dugout, out in front of the sinker. Cam, the second lefty to face Kerwin. Gonzalez struck out looking his last time up as the only southpaw to see the righty Kerwin. Former Ryder Bronk out of New Jersey. McGee's over top of the changeup, 0-2. Kerwin's mixing through all of his pitches deliberately time after time. He showed the fastball to Cade Kern. It left the yard and hasn't thrown a true heater since. McGee's 0-for-2 with two ground balls, behind nothing and two in the count. He takes a changeup in the dirt, ball one. Tied in the top of the sixth, there's action in the pen for the Green Jackets. As of yet, unknown if it will be Keeler or a reliever for the sixth. Keeler's allowed seven hits, but just one run out of that time. Kerwin, the 1-2. Slider comes back to the corner, strike three looking. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the sixth. Danny Kerwin has the K-stuff going. Didn't have many strikeouts entering today. He's already tied his career high with four at 17 in 24 innings. But the strikeouts have increased over his last few outings. Celedonio's 0-for-2 with two Ks already. First pitch swinging pops it up into center field. Coming in, Uten and Tucker. And Tucker, the center fielder, makes the call and makes the catch. Momentum took him towards the line, and he makes the play. 1-2-3 inning for Danny Kerwin. And we head to the sixth on the Green Jacket Radio Network. Green Jackets trying to hold the tie and take a late lead in the getaway day.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies.
We have a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Will Silva coming on for the second time this week. 17th appearance overall for this season, and he's been phenomenal over the last 2 months. A 1.33 ERA since May 1st, 2.7 overall. He'll face Fraley Encarnacion to begin his afternoon. First pitch at the bottom of the sixth is a slider on the outside corner. Five-pitch mix for Silva. Fastball, sinker, cutter, slider, and changeup. But it will be slider-heavy to righties and lefties. Encarnacion off the end of the bat into shallow left field. Figueroa, the shortstop, running out and can't make the basket catch. Runner trying to go to second. Gonzalez's throw is in time. So it's a bloop single for Encarnacion, but he got greedy, and he's thrown out trying to advance on the 7-4 putout. A pop-up with Gonzalez playing in the gap. Encarnacion gets it in between Gonzalez and Figueroa. Figueroa trying to make an impossible catch is out number one. It does go as a hit against Silva. But the leadoff man is retired. Marvin Alcantara digs in and takes a slider outside. Silva 26 2/3, a 2.7 ERA, 36 Ks, and 9 walks. So a 4-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. You love that if you're Winston Sawyer. Slider on the outside corner, 1-1. Nothing but breaking balls so far from Silva, and that's par for the course. Will got the save on Wednesday, his second of his career, with a 1-2-3 ninth. 1-1, chopped softly towards shortstop. Figueroa has to hurry, and out is the call. Bang, bang, play, and Figueroa shows off the arm. Verdung cuts down the distance. Back-to-back batters retired, and the fans are getting a little bit hostile. Gotta love being at a baseball game when you hear a fan yell, "Come on, ref." A little confused, but they got the spirit. Two up, two down against Silva, and now he'll see a lefty for the first time. Righty's hitting 200, lefty's 279 against Silva this season. Uten is 1-for-2 with a double. Takes the off-speed pitch for a called strike. You guessed it, another slider. It's a high-spin breaking ball for Silva. Sits 26 to 2700 on the RPMs. A little bit above big league average. And he has command of it to both sides of the plate. Uten adjusts the all-black helmet and brings the red gloves to the left ear. Silva from the stretch misses high with the first fastball of the day. Even with nobody on, Silva working out of the stretch and almost ran a slide step there, trying to quick pitch a tad. Messed with the timing of Uten. 1-1, fastball back up the middle. Figueroa to his left circles the second base bag, and a busy inning for Lakehair Figueroa. 1-2-3 frame for Silva. Silva versus Kerwin. Those are two good relievers. We're treated to another intriguing pitching matchup here as we approach the seventh.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game.
12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call. And you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Danny Kerwin has faced seven batters, and the Pennsylvania native has retired six, the only man to reach Cade Kern with a two-out solo homer in the fifth. And that's Augusta's entire offense in a 1-1 ballgame. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network from Salem Memorial Ballpark. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth, and Noah Williams leads off the seventh against Kerwin. Williams' first pitch swinging, fouls it down the right field line. Barehanded by Joe Olsovsky, the Green Jacket infielder who is coaching first today. Olsovsky flips it towards his own bullpen, just getting it out of play. Winston Sawyer coaching from the bench today, as he often does on Sundays. 0-1 breaking ball. Narrowly evades the outside corner. Kerwin with a mighty grunt. Did not find the zone. Williams has flown out and singled through the right side, 1-for-2. Advanced to second on an E9 on the single, but did not come home. Williams rips it out to center field. Tucker turning this way, then the other way, and he makes the play. Got spun around a little bit, but Stanley Tucker, in a rare center field appearance, makes a nice play to take away Williams. Ball started just to his left, ended up just to his right, so trying to track it, keep his feet underneath him, and stay abreast of the baseball. A lot of different things for Tucker to think about all at once. Harry Owens 0-for-1, a walk and a strikeout, and he chases a slider outside. Much like Silva on the Green Jacket side, Danny Kerwin's best pitch is his slider, and right on right, he will use it quite often. Fastball's been up to 95, cutter 92, 93. The slider once again, this time Owen makes contact and pops it back. Green Jackets have not had a man stay on base against Kerwin so far, as Kern circled all four with the solo blast. 0-2 is lined into left field, and as we speak, that streak is over. Harry Owen with a base hit that falls in front of Nathaniel Uten. Owen's second knock in three games this week puts the go-ahead run on in the top of the seventh. Another game that appears as though it's going to be decided late. Salem had a walk-off win on Tuesday, had the game-winning run cross in the bottom of the eighth yesterday. Green Jackets are no stranger to come-from-behind victories late themselves. 1-1 to Lakehair Figueroa. He pulls off the cut fastball. Nothing in one, the count on Figueroa, who's 0-for-2, popped up to short and struck out swinging. He's the first man to see Kerwin for a second time. Owen a short lead, the catcher no threat to go. Pitch bounces in, backhanded by Brannon. Will Silva has gone a high of three innings this season, so Silva's not likely to finish this ball game for the Green Jackets, but he can give you a couple innings out of the pen. Retired the side in order in the bottom of the sixth. 1-1 with one out. Figueroa at the last second gets a timeout. Kerwin trying to mess with the timing of Figueroa had come set quickly, and then went for the long hold. A couple looks over at first, but mostly just trying to train up the timing. And Liam Carroll is barking something from the dugout. Gustavo Garza shaking his head as he speaks over at the Salem bench. 1-1 to Figueroa. Another long hold from Kerwin. Finally coming home, and the fastball misses low. Especially with the pitch clock, these timing type of plays, you don't even have to mess with your delivery, but just that extra weight can cause some antsiness in the batter's box, but it can also throw off a pitcher's rhythm and thus their command. Figueroa fouls the high cutter straight back. 2-2 the count. Liam Carroll's had a couple things to say to this umpiring crew so far today. Was not happy when Derek Pacheco was overruled by Gustavo Garza on a play at first that was called a tag and an out. 2-2 slider hooked to third base. Chance for two. Encarnacion, Alcantara, and not in time at first. Figueroa, a full sprint down the line, swept his hands from side to side, calling himself safe before the call came from Pacheco. Figueroa reaches on the fielder's choice. Green Jackets have hit into 10 double plays in five games this week. It's the most they've had in a single series all year long, but today both McGee and Figueroa have beaten out the return throws. Robert Gonzalez, as the nine-man, steps in. Pickoff chance from Kerwin, firing the baseball over there at full strength, but not in time. Montero tried the hidden ball trick once. Figueroa was unmoved. Two smiling with each other over there. Gonzalez is 0-2. Kerwin picks over again to check on Figueroa. So back-to-back pickoff attempts, trying to check on Lacare. Green Jacket shortstop is 7 of 10 this season and 2 of 2 in four games this week. Green Jackets were 9 of 9 running the bases yesterday. First pitch to Gonzalez, another mighty grunt, and the fastball misses outside. Kerwin digging deep in his third inning of action. 4 1/3 is his career high at the affiliated level. Gonzalez has struck out looking twice. Figueroa is going. The pitch was outside, good to throw on. And it doesn't matter. Figueroa has the base stolen easily. Green Jackets have run very well, and Salem is not a team that controls the run game very much themselves. Green Jackets are now 133 steals, caught just 31 times. Salem catchers have caught just 35 and allowed 170. 2-0 on Gonzalez, now with a man in scoring position. Misses outside with a sinker ball 3. Owen singled with one out in this inning. The fielder's choice from Figueroa got the lead runner, but Lacare beat it out. Now he's stolen second. He's out there on the 3-0. Gonzalez takes the fastball low and in. A four-pitch walk for Robert. First free pass issued by Danny Kerwin today, and time is called by Brooks Brannon. The catcher wants to go out and talk to the righty reliever. Nobody in the pen for Salem. And now assistant pitching coach Matt Wheeler, who's been handling the majority of the meetings at the mound, will join the procession before a big at bat with Cade Kern, who is 2-for-2, doubled off the fence, and then got the next one just a little bit higher, a little bit longer, and had the solo homer. Kern had turned on an inside fastball. Cade's been susceptible to the breaking pitch at times. Kerwin has a very good slider. But if you leave it in the middle of the zone, Kern will make you pay, and eventually you'd think you'd have to go back to the fastball. Kern hits those very well. Figueroa at second, Gonzalez at first. Very good speed at both bases. Kern, a quick player himself at the dish. A double and a homer since coming in for Isaiah Drake in the second. Still no word on what happened there. Figueroa, a sizable lead at second base. First pitch from Kerwin. Swung on and driven out to center field. Tucker going back. He's in front of the track, and he makes the catch. Just away from the barrel, Kern spikes the helmet outside of first base in frustration. Got a pitch to handle and just missed it. Kerwin escapes, and we're tied heading into the seventh inning stretch. Still 1-1 with Will Silva going back for his second inning of action.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Will Silva went 1-2-3 in the sixth inning. A bloop single where Encarnacion was thrown out trying to advance, and then back-to-back groundouts to short. It'll be Tucker, Montero, and Zanatello. 8-9-1 due up for the Salem Red Sox. Sox 1, Green Jackets 1 in the bottom of the seventh, and the first pitch misses outside with another slider for Silva. That's going to be the pitch, for better or for worse, and it's been for better so far. Silva kicks and deals, finds the outside corner. A ball off the outer edge. Ran the sinking fastball back to the corner. Tucker has popped up to first base and struck out swinging in two ABs. Takes a slider at the knees, 1-2. Silva's been positively locked down in the month of June. He was great in May as well. After missing all of last year with TJ, it's been fun to watch him redevelop. Slider misses out, trying to entice Tucker to chase, 2-2. 15th round pick back in 2022. Didn't have a ton of fanfare, but was very good across three seasons at Miami-Dade College. 2-2 slider misses low. Tucker has worked the count full. Stanley Tucker is always solid at drawing out ABs, forcing you to beat him. Or beat yourself. 3-2. Slider called strike 3. Silva accepts the challenge and does beat Stanley Tucker. Backwards K is the first punch out of the day for Silva, who averages about 12 Ks per 9. Juan Montero's 2-for-2. At the bottom of the order, he's singled twice, once up the middle and once through the left side. Raised his batting average by 19 points across six innings. First pitch fastball on the outside corner, 0-1. Both the four-seam and the sinker get arm-side movement for Silva. Obviously, the sinker has more vertical drop. Fouled back by Montero on a second straight fastball. Silva knows folks will sit slider on him and trying to use that fastball to his advantage. Deep breath for Silva, out of the stretch, 0-2, misses high. Third consecutive heater, Montero lays off above the chest. Leadoff man Zanatello waits on deck. Nizan has the only RBI for Salem with a double off the fence. 1-2, misses out with the slider. Silva spinning off with the breaking pitch. And as he gets the return throw from Owen, he'll step off the back of the rubber and reset himself. Didn't like the way that pitch came out of the hand. Green Jackets do have somebody moving in the pen right now. 2-2, slider. Doesn't get the call at the top of the zone. Breaking ball came back into the top step, but to no avail. Sox have a righty throwing in the pen at full speed. 3-2 pitch, flown out to right field. Noah Williams started back. Now he's sprinting in and makes the catch. A roundabout way to find the baseball, but Williams gets there. Never a shadow of a doubt. Two up, two down in the seventh. Looks like CJ Wines is the righty warming in the pen. Can't be definitive on that, but believe it's the number 33 jersey out there. Zanatello steps in for his fourth at bat. He's a first pitch slider inside. Zanatello, a ground out, a strikeout, and a double off the wall in left field. That brought home Montero for Salem's only run scored in a 1-1 game. Slider ripped back up the middle right at Cam McGee, who was playing towards the center. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Will Silva. Silva has faced six and retired six and it appears the Red Sox are making a call to the bullpen. We'll confirm who it is and tell you all about the new reliever when we come back to a tie ball game in the eighth.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Salem will indeed go to the bullpen and pick out CJ Wines. Last year's sixth-round pick out of Western Kentucky, making his 16th appearance of the year and second of the week. Wines got his third save of the season back on Thursday with two scoreless innings, a walk, a hit, and two strikeouts in two frames. Wines will see 2-3 and 4, Sanchez, Verdung, and McGee. It's a 1-1 game in the top of the eighth. Salem out hitting Augusta 8-5. But it's 1-1 on the scoreboard. Will Silva just went sprinting down to the bullpen. His afternoon might be finished unless he miraculously comes back. Sanchez leading off the top of the eighth. First pitch swinging, fouls it back over the net and all the way out of the stadium, nothing in one. Sanchez is 0-3. A strikeout, line out, and ground out to short. Wines has a fastball, cutter, sweeper, and splitter. 0-1 out of the stretch, bounces in. There is that splitter right on cue. Verdung and McGee behind. 2-3-4 in the Green Jacket order. The only offense has been the solo homer for Cade Kern, who came into the leadoff spot when Drake was scratched out in the second inning. Drake still on the front step of the dugout, watching and conversating with anybody that's close. Fastball misses low, ball two. The hyper-vocal Drake, being his usually chipper self, is always a good sign. Brandon might have got some dirt in the eye as the helmet is off, and he's getting a little bit of extra time granted to him by Gustavo Garza. Don't know why Drake came out, but he did, and Cade Kern has taken advantage of that opportunity. Kern with a double and a solo homer. 2-1 to Luis Sanchez, leading off the eighth inning, and Sanchez pops it up on the infield. Second baseman Alcantara takes a couple steps in and makes the catch. The breeze has subsided. There's still a very light wind going out towards left field, but the flag in straightaway center is no longer moving at the speed it once was. But it's as good once as it ever was. Wines retires the leadoff man. Here's Will Verdung, 0-2 with a walk. Verdung doubled against Wines in the game on Thursday. Fastball off the outside corner is called a strike by Gustavo Garza. Nothing in one on Verdung, who has gone down both looking and swinging in two ABs. That was a ball off the edge. 0-1, and Verdung cracks this one out to left center field. Tucker chasing back, and that's going to get over his head. One hops off the wall. Verdung will cruise into second base. He runs into the first baseman. And we've got pointing out that direction. Verdung will return to second base. He ran into the first baseman Montero, who was trailing out after him. Now they're trying to confirm exactly who gets to advance. Winston Sawyer, the manager, coming out of the Green Jacket dugout. Verdung at least at second, but as he tried to get into second base, he ran into Montero, who was crossing in front of him. And Sawyer is now nose-to-nose with Derek Pacheco, asking why Verdung would not get third as he was trying to turn around the base. Whether he was going to go or not remains to be seen. But both umpires immediately pointed out to the contact, so they were well aware that it happened. And now the question is, why would he not get a free 90 feet if there was, in fact, obstruction? Gustavo Garza joins the conversation. Liam Carroll perched on the top step of Salem's dugout. At minimum, Verdung has a double that puts the go-ahead run on in the top of the eighth, and Verdung is now 2-for-2 off of Wines with two extra base hits. Sawyer hangs his head and walks slowly back towards the Green Jacket dugout, so Will will stay at second base. It's a double and nothing more after all of that to the deepest part of left center field. Go-ahead run on with one out for Cam McGee, who's 0-for-3. A fielder's choice, a ground out, and a strikeout looking. Target away. Fastball comes back in towards the middle. Cam 1-for-16 in 5 games. This would be a great opportunity for him to break out of this little cold stretch. Potentially tie the game. Outfield is shallow everywhere, with the exception of Uten, who's medium deep in left. Fastball low, 1-1 on the left-handed hitting second baseman. First southpaw that Wine sees today. Go-ahead run on second. Verdung has good speed, 12 steals in 16 tries, but can't imagine he's going anywhere here. Verdung takes a fastball called a strike low and in, 1-2. Now the breeze picks up just a little bit more. Verdung's swing was in no way impacted by the wind. Was already slicing towards the left center gap, and it continued to burn past Tucker. Wines a big pitch coming, 1-2. Misses low. Looked like he slipped a little bit on his follow-through. He'll get a new baseball and comes all the way in front of the mound to get the return throw. Wipes softly twice at the original starting point rather than the landing spot. So clearly he's not too concerned by it. 2-2 to McGee. Stays outside with the off-speed pitch. Try to go to the slider on the back door. That's the same way McGee went down looking his last time up. That was against Kerwin, who finishes the day 3 innings, 2 hits, a run, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. Full count on Cam McGee. First base is open. Payoff pitch fouled away by the skin of the teeth. McGee chopping it straight down into the dirt. Backs away from the baseball and adjusts the batting gloves. A protective swing by McGee on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball at the knees. Was trying to see it down and at the last second realized that was going to find the zone. Seventh pitch of the at-bat from Wines to McGee. Bounces in, ball 4. Brandon can't find it. Verdung's going to third and he's in standing. Will Verdung comes 90 feet closer to putting the Green Jackets back in front. Men at first and third with one out in the eighth. That's Cam's fourth walk in 5 games. Jeremy Celedonio's 0-for-3. 2 strikeouts and a fly out to center field. Wines bouncing in the cutter. And it got between the legs of the catcher, Brandon, hit off the shin guard of the umpire, Gustavo Garza, and stayed right between the two of them. But Brandon, naturally, his first inclination was not to look right below himself. So he was surveying the scene, realized where it was decently quickly, but McGee in standing ahead of the throw. First and third. First pitch to Celedonio misses high, and Brandon lunging upstairs to keep that one in front. McGee is 13 of 15 stealing bases, just something to keep an eye on at first. Extends his lead a bit further. He is being held on by Montero. Might try to stay out of the double play. There he goes. 1-0 pitch taken for a miss inside. And they're going to say McGee has to go back. It's umpire interference on Gustavo Garza. So Celedonio standing with his hands up. He doesn't understand what happened. It's ball 2. McGee would have had the stolen base easily, and Winston Sawyer is arguing that it shouldn't make a difference because there was no play at second anyway. There was no doubt on just about anybody's mind, and now Garza sniping back and forth with Winston Sawyer. Gustavo already upset because he's the one who made the error. He's the one that committed the interference. So it feels like cheeks get a little bit hot for him. And now McGee has to return 2-0 and swung through by Celedonio. Pulls off the fastball outside. Two balls and a strike on McGee. Haven't seen a move yet from Wines. Can't imagine McGee will stay at first very long if he already tried. Wines did break out the slide step last pitch. 2-1, and Celedonio tips it back into the mitt. Drops the hands on a fastball down the middle. Was trying to elevate and get all three runners home at once. Celedonio's 0-3 today and 0-9 in this series. Short lead for McGee. 2-2. There he goes. Breaking ball inside. There is no throw. There's no interference either. And McGee has his 14th steal of the season. Ties him with Drake and Kern for the team high. Two on. A full count with one out in a tie game top eight. Celedonio awaiting the 3-2 pitch. Here it comes. Popped up into center field. Drifting back, Tucker should be deep enough. Verdung tagging, the catch is made. Verdung coming home, the throw goes to third. McGee will advance safely. Verdung scores, and the Green Jackets retake the lead 2-1. Celedonio getting one in the air. The stolen base for McGee allows him to get to third, and Augusta takes the lead with a little bit of small ball. Get him on, get him over, get him in. Verdung the double, advancing on the wild pitch. And Celedonio's sack fly puts the Green Jackets in front. And now we wait and see if it's Silva or somebody else for the eighth. Noah Williams with two outs takes a fastball high and outside. Again, Brandon lunging out of the crouch to make the catch. When Wines has missed, those misses have not been close. One wild pitch already in this inning. Another one would bring McGee home, very likely. 1-0 to the off-speed, misses outside. Took some off on the slider, and it stayed away, ball two. Noah Williams has singled, flown out, and lined out to center field. A sharply hit line drive last time up. Williams ahead 2-0. Fastball misses up and inside. Williams getting the same treatment Robert Gonzalez did in the nine hole. The right fielder, Nellie Taylor, is playing in towards the right center gap, and he's playing shallow. Anything down the right field line is a guaranteed triple, no matter who you are. Wines a deep breath. 3-0 outside, a four-pitch walk to Noah Williams. Five walks in four games played for Williams. He's been on base in seven ball games in a row. An on-base machine in the bottom half of the order. Brooks Brandon going out to try to settle down Wines, who had fantastic success in the multiple appearances he had made over the two different series between these two teams. But Wines has thrown 23 pitches in the inning. 13 of them have been outside of the zone. Two walks, a double. The sack fly from Celedonio putting the Jackets in front. A 2-1 lead with Harry Owen batting. He's 1-for-2, a walk, a strikeout, and a single. Men at first and third, Brandon will step in front of home plate, relay the signs to the infielders. Green Jackets have had movement in the pen. Silva went down that way, have not seen him return. First pitch to the catcher, Harry Owen. He takes a fastball high. That's five straight misses outside of the zone following the sack fly from Celedonio. And now somebody begins to stretch in the Red Sox pen. Williams, a big lead, off at first, 1-0 pitch. Owen check swing, stops the bat. There will be no appeal. It's ball two. Fastball was high once again. Wines overthrowing slightly on his last couple batters. Fastball has been 92-93 for Wines, regardless of the location. Six straight out of the zone. Owen swinging away and drives it out to left center field. It's hanging up for Uten, and he makes the catch. Owen gives it a ride on a breaking ball, but got just underneath it. Green Jackets take the lead, but leave two on base. Pros and cons for both sides. Augusta up 2-1 with six outs to get as they try to grab their second win of the week, and it appears a new arm will be coming on.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local trusted and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
So the Green Jackets will go with another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Raben Corona, who was the last pitcher not to have appeared this week, will come on. And Winston Sawyer is still having conversations. He was talking with Derek Pacheco. There was not a lot of animosity. So a question about something or other, maybe about visits. Either way, umpire and manager are now on the same page. Corona appearing for the 14th time this season with Augusta. 2-3-4 for Salem. Antonio Anderson leads off. Fastball misses high and tight. Ball one. Corona 3-2 with a save in two tries. 21 innings, a 7.29 ERA. When he's been hit hard. 1-0 misses low with the off speed. Tried to go change up against the switch hitting lefty Anderson, who's 1-3. Corona fastball, slider, change up. Righty's hitting 283, lefty's 364. Against Raben Corona. Fastball at the knees, strike one. Corona got his first professional save last time he appeared. 7 days ago, he worked a flawless ninth against the Lynchburg Hillcats to keep that vaunted offense at bay. 2-1 to Anderson, misses outside. Corona, when his command lapses, can have difficulties, and the Green Jackets have somebody stretching in the bullpen already. Corona just starting on a bit of a shorter leash. 3-1 to Anderson. Cruised foul down the right field line. Sharp ground ball. He was out in front of the fastball, thigh high at 90. It's LJ McDonough stretching in the bullpen for the Jackets. LJ's on 3 days of rest. Would not be a shock to see him in the ninth. Fastball softly hit to first. Verdung has it. 4 steps to the bag. He'll beat the runner there, and Anderson is retired on the ground. Leadoff man set down in the eighth. Corona, never one to panic, does his job, gets behind 3-1, and still gets the ground out on a nice fastball that was hooked off the outside corner. Brooks Brandon's 1-2 with a walk, singled and grounded out in his last two ABs respectively. Corona, a deep breath out of the stretch, even with nobody aboard. Brandon, first pitch swinging, is a little bit late and fouls it back. It's the first season in full season baseball for Raben Corona. Spent all of last year in the FCL, primarily as a starter. Pitched a contact type of arm. Slider finds the outside corner, nothing in two. Corona never went more than 3 innings last year. He's gone 3 innings once this season. He's ahead 0-2 on the three-hitter Brandon. Catcher waiting for the pitch. Slider a bit further out, and Brooks Brandon holds the hands back. Corona also made an appearance in High A Rome this year. He was a fresh arm. They had a need for one. Got hit around a little bit in his Sally debut. Slider misses low. South Atlantic League is definitely a step up. I mean, obviously you get a High A versus low A, but there is a substantial offensive output jump, which is why it's been impressive to see some former Green Jackets have success immediately. 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Breaking ball, Brandon took the previous one, gets one down the middle, and lunges out in front. Two up, two down for Raven Corona. Corona will see the first true lefty of his night in Nelly Taylor. Taylor's 0 for 3 today, 3 for 23 this week. Did have his third home run of the season a couple nights prior. First pitch to the lefty, misses outside with the slider. Tried to come back in the outside corner. McDonough stretching but no longer moving as rapidly. Corona shuffles to a stop. Raven kicks and deals. Fastball lined up the middle underneath the glove of Cam McGee. McGee went lunging to the backhand side. Couldn't quite make the play. Knuckled off the end of the bat, and Taylor's on for the first time today. Tying run on, go-ahead run at the plate with two outs in the eighth inning. It's a long ride back to Augusta, and the Green Jackets would enjoy it much more if they could hold on to this victory. Fraley Encarnacion is 2 for 3, 7 for 18 in 5 games played. First pitch slider fouls that right off of Harry Owen. Encarnacion swinging so violently he went down to a one-knee stance, Adrian Beltre style. Leaning back from that back knee, he's behind nothing and one. Corona takes a look over at Taylor. Slider bounced back to the mound on two hops. Corona has it. Underhanded flip to Verdung. And Raven Corona posts a scoreless eighth. One hit and one man left on in the bottom of inning number 8. Green Jackets will try to add some insurance as they look to escape the mountains of Salem with a W.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
After a lengthy eighth inning, CJ Wines returns for the top of the ninth. You're listening live on GJ Radio. Been with you 12 games in 13 days on the road. It'll be great to be back home. Back on MILB TV and Bally Live. We'll, of course, always have the 100% free option of Green Jackets Radio on greenjacketsbaseball.com. Charleston River Dogs coming to town for a set of 6 games next week. Salem hosts the Fred Nats, and they're trying to get another comeback win in the books. Lake Air Figueroa leading off the ninth against Wines. First pitch cutter finds the outside corner. Figueroa's 0 for 3, reached on a fielder's choice last time up, also stole a base. Salem out hitting Augusta 9-6, but the Jackets lead 2-1 over the Sox. First pitch, off-speed, 1-1, inside. Back-to-back off-speed pitches going out and then up and in. Wines letting the arm drag behind just a tad there. LJ McDonough was stretching, but it appears Corona has the ninth. 1-1 to Figueroa, a mighty swing, fouled back. Take a look at the Carolina League scoreboard. Kannapolis knocked off the Pelicans 2-1. Another low-scoring affair like we had here. Down East defeats the Fred Nats 10-4. The Wood Ducks get their first win of the second half. Kannapolis is now 2-1. Lynchburg and Charleston just getting underway, scoreless in the bottom of the first. So are Carolina and Columbia. 1-2 slider popped up on the infield. Second baseman Alcantara drifting in, now drifting back. One step onto the outfield grass. He puts away Figgy. Figueroa's 0-4. Robert Gonzalez is 0-2 with a walk. And the nine-man steps in to see Wines. Be his first look at the right-hander this week. Columbia had a huge sellout yesterday. The magic of Bluey Night at Segra Park had a whole lot of young fans in there, over 8,100 strong. It was the most any ballpark, single A, high A, or double A, had yesterday among the 60 minor league games played at the full season level. Good for them. 1-0 to Gonzalez. Swung through on the changeup, evens the count up. Green Jackets have their own Bluey Night coming in mid-July. It's the final day before the All-Star break. That'll be on Sunday, July 14th. Tickets are still available. Please come see Bluey. Everybody loves Bluey. Fastball misses outside, ball two. Gonzalez ahead 2-1. Green Jackets scoring once each in innings 5 and 8. Salem tied it in the bottom of the fifth. But Augusta getting the sack fly from Celedonio last time up. That's the difference so far. Gonzalez spears a fastball straight back into the netting, 2-2. McDonough continues to twist and turn in the bullpen, contorting himself all sorts of directions to ensure he's properly loosened if he needs to come in the ninth. Changeup bounces in. Gonzalez, an important take to run the count full. Only other game going on that's also just beginning. The Shorebirds are up 1-0 on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Peckers had a great start to the year and did take 4 of 6 from the Green Jackets, but right after that got swept by the Fireflies and have been on a downward spin since. 3-2, misses low, and Gonzalez is on with his second walk in the last two PAs. Time is called. They're pointing out, and I'm not sure what the issue is. They're waving to somebody, and they're going to give Gonzalez second base. And Brandon, they're pointing in towards the dugout. Not sure what the situation is. Gonzalez is going to move up to second base, and Wines is getting taken out. Well, I've never seen anything like that. Gonzalez just kept going on up to second. He was motioned that direction by Derek Pacheco. Connor Justice is asking for the question. He's as confused as we are. The Sox are making a change. That was why home plate umpire Gustavo Garza was pointing down the third base line. He was making the movement, and now the Sox are asking questions on why Gonzalez is at second. So are the Green Jacket coaches. And the best thing we can tell you is we're going to step away and take a quick 90-second break. And when we return, hopefully somebody will have some sort of answer.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with...
So Nathaniel Cruz is coming in. Robert Gonzalez is at second with one out and Cade Kern hitting. Fastball misses outside 1-0. Kern is 2-for-3 today. Cruz making his second appearance of the week. And we still don't know how Robert Gonzalez got to second. Everybody's just looking confusedly at each other here in the press box. Kern, first pitch, swinging out to shallow center field. Coming in, Tucker, he makes the catch for out number two in the inning. Gonzalez remains at second. Nathaniel Cruz last worked on Tuesday. He got the win in the walk-off. Cruz allowed a hit, a walk, and had two strikeouts in a scoreless ninth. Kept the game tied, and Anderson walked it off in the bottom half. Luis Sanchez is 0-for-4 with two outs in the ninth inning. He gets a chance to maybe drive home Gonzalez. Fastball misses outside, ball one. Sanchez, a strikeout, a lineout, a groundout, and a pop-up. 0-for-4, four different ways. He's 1-for-20 this week. Big lead at second for Robert Gonzalez. Sanchez holds the hands back just in the nick of time, 2-0. Will Silva was cruising, 6 up, 6 down. He got lifted and went down to the bullpen. He has yet to return. He's all smiles down that direction. Raven Corona came in, went a 1-2-3-8. Slider called a strike on the inside corner, 2-1. LJ McDonough has been stretching. Corona appears to have the ninth for now, as we haven't seen McDonough throw an actual warm-up pitch, or at least get off the mound. Cruz, a deep breath from the stretch, 2-1 pitch, is spun behind shortstop, high in the sky. It's the shortstop, Anderson, drifting back. He makes the catch. Back-to-back pop-ups initiated by Nathaniel Cruz. And we head to the bottom of the ninth. Raven Corona coming on, looking for his second professional save and second in as many appearances. Green Jackets trying to leave Salem with a victory, get a second W in 6 ball games.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
To the bottom of the ninth we go in another one-run ball game. It's been the Cade Keeler special. Every single time that man throws, it seems like we get a game like this. Low scoring, a pitcher's duel. Keeler gives you a chance to win. The offense doesn't give you much else. 2-1 game, Green Jackets in front despite being out hit 9-6. Raven Corona worked around a two-out single to post a zero in the eighth. Back out for the ninth, starting off with Marvin Alcantara. Alcantara drives the first pitch deep out to center field. Kern to the warning track, reaching up, and he makes the catch. Kern had to go a long way. Ball got up in the jet stream and continued to carry. But Alcantara is put down on a long out number one. Corona's first professional save came a week ago today against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Keeler allowed one run in 5 innings. Will Silva, 6 up, 6 down in the 6th and 7th. Now it's Corona against Nathaniel Uten. Three-quarter swing on a changeup. Uten was fooled badly, nothing and won the count. Nathaniel 1-for-3 with a double. Went backside against the shifted infield. Stroked it down the left field line and into the corner. Corona from the stretch Driven out to shallow right field. Williams coming on, lunging, diving, and he makes the catch. Noah Williams having a phenomenal week, offense and defensively. The ball knuckling in the air, diving towards the grass, and so was Williams. Headlong into the turf, he makes the catch. 26 outs down, one to go. One ball hit hard, one off the end of the bat, two outs on two decent plays. Williams, phenomenal. First pitch fastball to Stanley Tucker, misses inside, narrowly avoiding the jersey. Tucker's 0 for 3. He's 0 for 16 with 9 strikeouts this week. Corona trying to lock down the victory. 1-0 pitch, check swing, fouled away. Green Jackets got the win on Wednesday, trying to snap a 3-game losing streak. It would be the second week in a row. They take 2 out of 6 here in Virginia. Corona's 1-1. Off the outside corner, ball 2. Montero and Zanatello to follow if Tucker can simply pass the baton. It's a 1-run game in the 9th. 2-1 pitch to Tucker. Fastball below the knees. About a ball and a half below the zone, 3-1 the count. Winston Sawyer making a little bit of noise from the dugout, wants that call for his pitcher. 3-1, inside ball 4, and the tying run is on with 2 outs, and Tucker can fly. Tucker's 15 of 18 stealing bases. He's on base today with his 3rd walk in 5 games. Corona's allowed a base runner in each of the last 2 innings. Last frame, he immediately got Encarnacion to ground out to himself. Juan Montero is 2 for 3. Runner going. Pitch misses low. Owens' throw is not in time. Tucker nearly overslid the base, but able to keep the left foot on the corner of the bag, and now that tying run is in scoring position. Tucker taking off on the first pitch, which was a fastball below the zone. 1-0 count on Montero with a chance to tie it up. Slider is yanked down the left field line. Well hit and foul beyond the bullpen. Ball was crushed. He was just out in front of the slider. Didn't have the height, but had the distance to get over that high wall. Went over the side wall instead and past the bullpen. 1-1 to Montero. Fastball, low, ball 2. Salem bench, everybody on the top step, engaged in making noise. Trying to will the first baseman Montero into something productive. 2-1 fastball, on the ground to short, a big hop for Figueroa. He chests it down, fires to first, and the Green Jackets hold on for the W. Figueroa ends it. Corona with the save leaves the tying run in scoring position, and the Green Jackets leave Salem with their 2nd victory. Jackets are on the board with a win in the 2nd half. Now 1-2 in the 2nd. And the Jackets get the job done. Take a look at the final lines one time, at least for the first time. Green Jackets, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. It's the first game out of the last 3 in which they haven't made an error. They leave 9 on base. Drew 6 walks and had 6 hits. Salem, a run on 9 hits with an error and 8 men left on base. Salem had 7 knocks against the starter Cade Keeler, but got just 1 run out of it. A key double play in the 1st. And then Keeler's continued capability to tightrope out of danger, proving to be instrumental in the victory. Will Silva will get the win. Silva going 2 perfect innings in the 6th and the 7th, and it was the top of the 8th where Augusta took the lead. Silva now 1-1 on the season. His ERA continues to drop further and further south, exactly where the Jackets like to see it. Raven Corona gets his 2nd save in 3 tries this season, and 2nd in his last 2 games played. 6 outs recorded for Corona, 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk. Does not allow a run and strikes out one batter. Corona always pitching to contact. He got the same soft contact that made him successful in the complex level the last couple seasons. And the Jackets hold on. The loss goes to C.J. Wines. A rare loss for Wines, who has been very good this year. But he's 0-2. Both of his decisions that have not been saves have come in the negative situation. Ball game that took about 225 on your final tally in terms of game time was dominated by the pitching staff. Green Jackets put men on base in each of the first four innings against the starter Matt Duffy, but Duffy going four scoreless, three hits, two walks, and six Ks. The Green Jackets getting on the board from Cade Kern, an unlikely source, only because he was not in the starting lineup. Kern coming in for Isaiah Drake defensively in the bottom of inning number two, and Kern proceeded to have a 2-for-4 day, a double in the third, and then a solo shot in the fifth that got Augusta on the board. That lead wouldn't last very long. Salem striking right back in the bottom half. Montero leading off with a single. Nizan Zanatello a double off the fence. Handed Keeler a no decision. Green Jackets got back-to-back scoreless innings from Will Silva. While Kerwin on the other side, Danny Kerwin went scoreless through the sixth and seventh despite allowing the home run in the fifth to Cade Kern. Then Wines came in. The Green Jackets made something happen. Will Verdung, who's now 2-for-2 with two doubles against C.J. Wines this week, shot one that short-hopped the fence in deep left center field. He would advance on a wild pitch and score two batters later on a Jeremy Celedonio sack fly. Celedonio has a knack for coming up with RBIs in the biggest of moments, and that's exactly what he did here. Celedonio, the game-winning run. The Green Jackets get two scoreless and a save from Raben Corona, and they end the week with their second victory. Green Jackets in series finales this year are now 7-5. Something about the final game, and usually it's been Cade Keeler that's been the reason. Keeler now has three consecutive games, one where he's the starter. He's 2-0 in that time. Green Jackets are now 28-40 on the year and 1-2 in the second half. They're 15-21 on the road, and they end the road trip 4 wins in 12 tries in their total time in the great Commonwealth of Virginia. Salem falls to 36-33, back under 500 at home, 16-17, and 2-1 in the second half as Wines takes his second losing decision in 15 appearances this year. Off day tomorrow, a much-needed one for all of us. Green Jackets will get back late tomorrow night, or tonight into tomorrow morning. And then Tuesday, it's a 7:05 start as the Charleston River Dogs come to town. River Dogs have a lot of roster moves coming, and so it will be a very new-look offense and defense for the River Dogs when they come to town compared to the week where they took 3 out of 5 against the Jackets at the beginning of May. That was a rain-soaked week. We'll hope for better weather. It's going to be scorching hot. We pray that you brave the sun, come with us. And if you don't, you know where to find us, MILB TV, on Bally Live, and on Green Jackets Radio, which you have us here right now. We'll always be here. It'll always be free. And you'll always be welcome with us here. Thank you for being with us across this road trip back to Virginia. 12 games in 13 days. The Green Jackets get 4 W's out of it, including one this afternoon. Silva the win. Celedonio the RBI that seals it. And Silva with his second save. Or Corona with the save, excuse me. There we go. I'm Noah Adcock-Howth. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Enjoy the day off tomorrow. We're right back with you on Tuesday, and we will see you then. Good night, everybody.